Hi, I'm Tiffany, and I'm going to talk about my earth-shattering experience on a winter term trip in Hawaii in 2018. So it first started when I woke up on one sunny day in Hilo, Hawaii. I remember it was around like 8 in the morning, and my roommate and I were just like about to get ready for the day. And we got this amber alert on our phones saying like inbound ballistic missile threat, seek shelter immediately.
Oh my God. Wait, where was it coming from again?
We thought it was coming from North Korea.
North Korea. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So especially because Hawaii and North Korea are so much closer than if mm-hmm. North Korea was going to go to the mainland. So that was terrifying.
Oh my God. What were you doing when you got that? Like, how did you
We react? Were literally in bed, like about to get up, like woke up. Mm-hmm. And then we got a bunch of messages on like the trips group me mm-hmm. and everyone was like, did you all just get that? Like, what do we do? And everyone walked out into the hallway and everyone was freaking out. Mm-hmm. Our professor was nowhere to be found. We thankfully had his, mm-hmm. His room, and we all were banging on his door, and like he's retired now, like mm-hmm. he was an old man, like he was just, he did not have a care in the world. He was like, oh, okay, like I don't know what you're talking about. Eventually he came down. It took him a really long time to like finally mm-hmm. get with the program, but then we all went to the lobby, and like I saw like mobs of people with their suitcases trying to leave. Like, where are they gonna go? Like, this is an island.
So they're evacuating.
They were like trying to evacuate, but like no matter what, you like can't. We all will die.
Yeah.
So, and like Hawaii doesn't have any like shelters or anything because mm-hmm. it's all water. So yeah. like there's no way. Mm-hmm. So then they told us to go to the basement. Like the hotel staff said, go to the basement. The basement wasn't a basement. It was basically like outside with a covering, you saw the ocean. No. So like if there was a missile,
so
it would just be going
from the hotel almost.
Like, yeah,
you had to go outside and then underneath.
Yes. So it wasn't a real basement. Mm-hmm. We basically just stood there for a really long time. I remember there was this one kid that was by himself. Mm-hmm. He was crying bloody murder, freaking out, being like, I have no one here with me, please let me be with you guys. Which was terrifying in itself.
A little kid?
Yeah, he was probably like 12, but, yeah, like still, but still, he's by himself.
Without his family, yeah.
Yeah, and, he was, like, there for a sports thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I was looking around, and all of my classmates were, like, sitting on the floor, like, crying hysterically, calling their parents, being like, I love you, you were a great parent, like,
no,
it was terrifying, and I was just in shock completely, like not knowing
saying
what to do.
Saying goodbye to their family.
Yeah,
members.
Saying goodbye because
okay.
I mean,
wow,
it's a ballistic missile. Mm-hmm. Like nobody knew what the damage mm-hmm. could have been. And I texted my dad and I said, "There is a missile coming, and I don't know what to do."
Mm-hmm.
That is all I said. My mom did not find out until hours later.
Did your dad respond?
He responded, but it was kind of like, because mm-hmm. I texted and I didn't call, it was just like, what? What are you talking about? He was just confused.
It's also not something you expect to get.
No. And then after that, we decided to go to our professor's hotel room, which was like the presidential suite. Mm-hmm. Like, it was huge. So, like, our whole class was sitting in there. And like, everyone was just sitting there freaking out, and, I mean, no matter what, like, wherever you hide, you're gonna die, so, like, mm-hmm. we just were like, okay, well, we're not gonna stay in the basement, let's just, like, be all together and, like,
were you, like, I'm gonna
oh,
die?
Yes.
So you were prepared to actually die?
I was just, like, I wasn't...
Yeah.
I was still, like, I didn't believe it, so everyone else thought they were, but I was just like, what?
Also, yeah, how are you able to, like... internalize
no
that.
And I
mean
no
idea.
It was 38 minutes of mm-hmm. that, but like it felt like it was really long time.
Probably,
and like
yeah.
then after the 38 minutes, like someone went on the intercom and said that like it was a false alarm, and but the thing is mm-hmm. as soon as they said that, our now retired professor was like, well, honestly, I didn't really care if I was gonna die. I was here with my wife. I'm in the most beautiful place I could ever be in. I had my kids. I lived my life. I would have been fine.
Oh.
And we all just were distraught and a mess. And like none of us, like Wait, like some I'm people.
Not laughing, that's just no, not but helpful. It's
crazy. And like we're all by ourselves. Like we don't have any of our family. Like mm-hmm. yeah, we could have like our friends from Milan, but like we don't. Yeah. We're so far away.
Oh my god.
And he just didn't care. And like they let us have the day off afterwards, but we were all so shook up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it was such a mess. And then the day after we moved from one side of the island to the mm-hmm. other in Kona.
Okay.
And we found out that there was another missile like warning. Threat yeah. in Japan. And a lot of people don't know about this.
What?
Yeah.
The
so,
day after?
The day after. Mm-hmm. And nobody knew. And we were like the whole time because it was like mm-hmm. the middle of our trip. We all wanted to go home. We were all yeah. tired of it. Like even though we were in beautiful Hawaii, mm-hmm. like we were done. And then as soon as we heard that there was another missile threat, we were freaking mm-hmm. out even more. Mm-hmm. And then half of the island lost power. So then it was like, okay, we're done.
You're, yeah.
Take me out of here. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was so hard to, like, be calm and, like, enjoy being there yeah. and, like, be immersed in, like, the program we were on because everyone was, like, just ready to leave.
Yeah, and if that happened the day after, then you probably were like, okay, well, this is on for 2 days. Now what's going to happen?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Hard to exactly.
trust that nothing bad is going to happen after yeah. 2 days in a row of that.
Yeah, and, like, that's when I realized, like, how quickly, like, life could change, even yeah. though nothing happened. But, like, we decided to go abroad by ourselves, and even, like, in any situation, mm-hmm. like, we kind of, like, just expect the best. We don't, I mean, mm-hmm. at least I never think, like, yeah. oh, I'm gonna die without my saying goodbye. Real. Or mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Wow.
It was terrifying.
That is an insane story.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy that everyone is okay.
Me too, me too.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually